My very special guest is Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. This is a special emergency broadcast. I'm not sure how much of an emergency is, but I'm sure the truth will emerge, hence emergency. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hello. It's very, very important, at least for the people in the United States. I have a friend who works in foreclosures, and she works for a law firm. And she's been working, trying to keep people in their homes for a couple of years and going to protests and being part of the foreclosures debacle up in Washington State. And she and I were speaking last night. She sent me an email about a proposal for a bill that is has been approved by the House Financial Services Committee. Now, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, but I'll repeat for people who don't. There is a proposal made, a committee either in the Senate or the House approves it, and then it works its way through the House or the Senate to become a bill, then it becomes a law, then the president can veto it if he wants to. So this is not a bill just yet. But this is a monster that was created by the technocrats, by the banking elite. And it reminded me of the monster on Jekyll Island. Was the name of the book that
The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin.
Yes. These people got together. They got together with the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, which is Jeb Hensarling, and took him on a ski trip. But we'll get into all of that. But the reason why I want to bring this up is because I'm posting this article tomorrow. So I don't know when you're getting this video out. But I wanted as many people to know, because when I was speaking to my friend on the phone last night, our phone cut off 4 times.
Whoa.
As soon as we started talking about what this means for people in the foreclosures market, the phone call dropped. I called her back. It went straight to voicemail. She tried calling me back. As soon as we started talking about the implications of this proposed bill, and I started asking some serious questions of what her opinion was, because she's been working in this for 2 years, how she thinks that this would affect people who are in litigation for foreclosures. The call would drop again. We couldn't get connected to each other. She would sound garbled on the phone. I couldn't hear her response, and the same thing for me. After 4 attempts, I just texted her and said, we'll talk about this later. And she said, well, do you think that they were listening? And I said, well, yeah, of course they were listening. They don't want us to talk about this. So I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, bouncing ideas off my husband, and we were going on and on. And so I finally got the answer that I wanted. And that's why I wrote this article. So when the article comes out, it'll be on OccupyCorporatism.com. The title of it is New House Bill Wipes Mortgage Fraud Clean for Banksters. And the article goes through a storyline for people to understand how this came about. Because the proposed bill is entitled Protecting American Taxpayers and Homeowners Act, which is the acronym PATH. And it's being touted to the American public as a way to create a sustainable housing finance system. Because with the MERS system, everything has been completely screwed up. And MERS is the way that they've been able to robo-sign all of these foreclosures, all of these deeds, and get these foreclosures through.
Why are they called deeds? I thought they were just misdeeds.
Well, they set up this system. Now, MERS is a computer program that was incorporated. I didn't know that you can incorporate a computer program, but apparently you can. And the system was set up for the banksters so that they could get a hold of the property if the homeowner, for any reason, missed a payment, and they could go ahead and claim default and get that property back. Because the end game is Agenda 21.
Yeah. And
right. So they want massive amounts of area that will be allocated for non-human use. They don't want your house. They don't care about your house. That's why millions of homes are sitting there rotting. They have problems in neighborhoods where rats are infesting these homes. And they're going into massive deterioration because they don't care about the – they want the property because the property will then be allocated to areas where non-human use will be instilled and we will be living in megacities far away from these areas.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if it's not rats infesting your house, it's real estate agents who are essentially rats.
Absolutely. So Jeb Herseling, I'm sorry, got together and with the committee passed this proposal to make it a bill so it will go out on the House floor. And buried inside the PATH bill is the creation of the National Mortgage Data Repository, which is the brainchild of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA, and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the National Mortgage Data Repository would be the first comprehensive repository for detailed mortgage loan information, which is the same thing that MERS is. Except what they're doing is they're legitimizing MERS. Because what happened was when the banksters created MERS, they were able to do what they needed to do. But when people started to fight back and take them to court, they did not have the actual documentation to prove that they could foreclose on the home because this was all done electronically. So they couldn't prove their case. And some people have gotten their houses back and the banks have had to go away. And this doesn't make them very happy.